This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, did you ever have one of those days where you say something and then almost as soon as the words are out of your mouth, something happens that kind of torpedoes whatever it was that you said? Well, come back with me now to yesterday afternoon, about this time when we were going over Fed Chair Jay Powell's press conference, and we played you this bit of audio.
I think that the resolution and sale of First Republic kind of draws a line under that period of is an important step toward drawing a line under that period of severe stress.
You know where this is going, right? After an already rough couple of days, shares of Los Angeles-based PacWest started tumbling after hours. The decline continued today. First Horizon, Western Alliance, and assorted other smaller and regional banks most people are not familiar with are having some challenges as well. So, with a line under the period of severe stress clearly not drawn, what, oh, what is a regional bank to do? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab starts us off.
Some of what's happening in banking right now is actually pretty normal. For starters, interest rates are always a part of banking strategy. Those ebbs and flows affect business. And analyst Joseph Wang at Monetary Macro says business is a key word here.
Banks are like any other businesses. Some of them fail.
In fact, banks have failed in 15 of the last 20 years. Most have been regional and small banks, ones that aren't too big to fail. Other normal banking things? Borrowing money from other banks or the Federal Reserve, and selling assets. But at a certain point, Wang says this list of everyday bank stuff becomes kind of irrelevant.
Because ultimately, banking is a confidence game.
Confidence is waning among investors. Peter Conti Brown, a professor of financial regulation at Wharton, says banks need to keep that from spreading to depositors.
As banking stress becomes a banking crisis, it's very hard to send the signal so that depositors, investors, and others can separate the sheep from the goats, so to speak.
The sheep are banks that have managed risk well. The goats? Well, the goats have not. Conti Brown says those make up around 5% of the U.S. banking system, which is not a lot, unless they all fail at once.
And so what we're trying to do is strengthen the mediocre and good banks so that they can be in a position to buy up the worst banks.
Industry consolidation. And there's room for it. The U.S. has over 4,000 banks, more than any other nation. These individual deals are supposed to add up to this grand industry-wide confidence in the banking system. Bank A proves stability by buying Bank B. Bank C buys Bank D. You get the picture. But Darius Polia, a finance professor at Rutgers University, says a pattern of saves by lenders and regulators can instead make depositors nervous.
You know, it's like crowd philosophy. You know, when does the crowd suddenly turn?
So this comes down to you. How confident do you feel? I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.